Senator Alessandra Biaggi canceled a planned hearing that was to feature testimony from the executive director of the troubled Joint Commission on Public Ethics, or JCOPE. Concerns about whether the hearing was complying with the state's open meeting laws led to the postponement. She says once more senators can attend in person instead of over Zoom and a new date is set, she hopes to examine solutions to the state's poor track record on ethics. The reform advocacy group, the Center for Public Integrity, gives New York a grade of D- for ethics. Biaggi says JCOPE is dominated by appointees of Governor Andrew Cuomo and has complex rules that make it hard to carry out investigations or impose punishments.
I actually don't believe that the essence and the spirit of JCOPE and its creation was actually set up in a way to succeed. I think that JCOPE was set up in a way to fail.
Biaggi says the Ethics Commission seldom launches investigations when allegations of corruption are made, even in the case of former Cuomo top aide Joe Percoco. He was convicted of running bribery and kickback schemes and is now in federal prison. Another issue came up last summer when the Ethics Commission staff gave Cuomo permission to write a memoir about the COVID-19 pandemic. It earned him $5 million. Commissioners who were appointed by members of the legislature weren't told about the governor's request. Cuomo is accused of inappropriately using staff to help him write and edit the book, something he denies. Republican commissioners and lawmakers have asked for a probe into the book deal, but they have received no answer from JCOPE. When probes are conducted, they often take years to complete, or in some cases, never reach a conclusion. Erica Vladimir was an aide to former Senate co-leader Jeff Klein in 2015 when she says he forcibly kissed her outside an Albany tavern. Klein denied the charges and in 2018 asked JCOPE to look into them. 3 years later, Klein is no longer in office after losing a re-election bid, and the case has not been resolved. Vladimir is now part of the sexual harassment working group. It's made up of former legislative staffers who say they were sexually harassed by lawmakers. She plans to testify at the hearing when it's rescheduled. Vladimir says JCOPE is ill-equipped to handle sexual harassment complaints and needs to hire experts who can better investigate allegations.
So bring in an attorney who's an expert in labor law, who has experience in representing plaintiffs, employees. Bring in somebody from, you know, Human Rights Division who has experience there and have them become a commissioner as well, and making sure that the funding is adequate.
A bill sponsored by Senator Biaggi would make several changes to JCOPE to make it easier to conduct investigations. A measure by her colleague, Senator Liz Krueger, would amend the state's constitution to create a permanent ethics board. It would be dominated by appointments from the state's judges. Blair Horner is with the New York Public Interest Research Group, which supports a constitutional amendment.
JCOPE must go. And we've said that consistently over the decade. It's not structured to be an independent ethics watchdog. And the only way the public can support ethics oversight is if it's independent. And this isn't. This is clearly the reflection of the governor and the legislative leaders, not the public's best interest.
So far, only the state Senate is holding the hearings and backing the proposed reforms. The state assembly has not yet agreed to making any changes. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.